Where would you like to live when you retire? Yeah. When you retire, where would you like to live? I am going to say where I'd like to live when I retire. But on day 13 of February, the audio festival, if you like, February 17, that's the question which has been put to us. Retirement. Okay, so here's my answer. When I retire, I would like to live in a hospice. Yeah. And I'd like to live in a hospice so that I could have a really good preparation for death. That's if I'm going to live anywhere. I think in a nursing home, I wouldn't be ready for retirement. In a nursing home, I'd be able to do some things. But if you want to, if I want to stretch it a bit, perhaps for a nursing home is where I'd like to live just before I go to the hospice. I don't think I'd like to be living at home being cared for full time by my family. No, that wouldn't really be me. So basically what I'm saying is that I have no wish to retire until the very last phase of my life. I may stop earning money. I may give up earning money. I may give up having a business. But that won't be retirement for me. I have already stopped going into an office every day. So that's not going to be relevant. So overall, I'm somebody who continues to work at everything, working at relationships, working at my health, although I'm not really very good at doing that, although I'm reasonably healthy, work to earn money, work at cooking, work at ironing, work at walking the dog. I use the word work to include all, you know, paid activities and unpaid activities, and most of my work is not paid by anybody. I don't charge people for conversations, usually. I do sometimes, but I'm usually, you know, working hard to be, to serve other people, to be of service, to be helpful, to be friendly, to be a little bit challenging, to be somebody whose company other people will enjoy. And working at developing my skills. So all of this is pre-retirement, because for me, retirement is kind of, okay, I'm being put to bed. Almost like hibernation, I guess. Hibernating in the winter. That's what I associate with retirement. And I've spoken to quite a lot of people about their so-called retirement, and they've said to me, I have even less time than I had when I was doing a full-time job. So why on earth it's called retirement if your life kind of speeds up and you do a range of even sometimes things that you are more interested in and more committed to? Why that's called retirement? I'd actually wonder who invented the word retirement. And was there ever a controversy about using it? But I'd, of course, be very interested to know, and I will try and listen to other people's notion of retirement. But I have actually found, when I've been talking with people about retirement, and I start to talk a little bit like this about what does the retirement mean and what will they be doing during retirement, and when I start to notice that what they're going to do involves quite a lot of work. Certainly it doesn't involve slumping down in front of the, you know, the TV and smoking cigarettes and drinking alcohol from morning to night and not shaving and not changing their clothes. It doesn't involve any of those things. most people start to tell me that they're going to live a very active life. So there we are. Where I'd like to live when I retire? For certain, in a hospice.